This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Mike,
and Mark.
We've been talking a lot about Bitcoin. The price has gone up $2,000 in just the last 24 hours, now hovering at around $14,000 per Bitcoin, according to BitcoinAverage.com. And all of a sudden, J.P. Morgan singing a different tune about the cryptocurrency. It wasn't a month ago, maybe? Month and a half, maximum, that CEO of J.P. Morgan, Jamie Dimon, had come out and labeled Bitcoin as a fraud. And then in further interviews, continued to attack the world's most popular and the original first-ever cryptocurrency.
And then he shut up about it.
Well, he said he was going to because he was tired of talking about it.
And his CFO then stepped forward and said, these are all our great blockchain initiatives at J.P. Morgan.
Right. According to newsbtc.com, less than a month since CEO Jamie Dimon inaccurately described Bitcoin as a fraud, J.P. Morgan has changed its stance on the cryptocurrency. Throughout the past month, analysts and investors in both the cryptocurrency and traditional finance markets have criticized Dimon and J.P. Morgan for their baseless condemnation of Bitcoin. Almost immediately after the company's CEO called Bitcoin a fraud and a bubble, J.P. Morgan was fined $4 billion for actual fraud in September. After that, Dimon broke his personal promise to not discuss Bitcoin any longer by describing it as a money laundering tool. Ironically, J.P. Morgan was cracked down on by the Swiss financial authority FINMA for money laundering.
Oh my God.
Earlier this week.
And he must know what it is.
J.P. Morgan analyst Nicholas, oh, this is a good last name, Pangirtzoglou, publicly stated that Bitcoin has the potential to become an emerging asset class, given that CBOE and CME, two of the world's largest options exchanges, will be listing Bitcoin futures by mid-December. And we also heard the news recently that NASDAQ in the United States will be listing Bitcoin futures coming up sometime in mid or by mid-2018. So you're starting to see a lot of these big, old-school, old-money financial companies and organizations climbing on board the Bitcoin train. The analyst over at J.P. Morgan said, quote, the prospective launch of Bitcoin futures contracts by established exchanges in particular has the potential to add legitimacy and thus increase the appeal of the cryptocurrency market to both retail and institutional investors, he said. He further emphasized that as the acceptance of Bitcoin as a store of value continues to increase, the market valuation and price of Bitcoin will likely increase proportionally. This week, several highly respected analysts, including Satoshi Citadel Industries co-founder Miguel Cuneta, explained that Bitcoin is only starting to transform the finance sector, and the price of Bitcoin, which is currently, when this was written, around $11,500, it's now over $14,000.
There's no way to quote the price of Bitcoin in a news article.
No. It's stale instantly.
As soon as, I mean, Free Talk Live is podcasted.
That's so
the world.
5 seconds ago.
Right.
Right. Right. Free Talk Live is podcasted and archived for the last 15 years. You can go back and get free archives from 15 years ago of Free Talk Live at archives.freetalklive.com.
That's about 11 years, but yeah.
And I wonder what it must be like for people that go and get, say, the January
2012 or whatever.
No, 2011 episode where we talked about Bitcoin for the first time, and I accepted, I think it was 9 Bitcoin.
I thought it was 27.
No, it was 45. Okay. Yeah, it was 27 cents. 45 Bitcoin for a $9 meal from Gavin Andreessen while we were at Thai Garden while he discussed this stuff with us.
Well, you know, think about in past generations, okay, the old people would always get all cranky about all this fast change that happens too fast for them. And, you know, they remember when they were riding horses around and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're starting to experience that level of exponential change.
In my day, day we paid $10,000 bitcoins for a pizza, and we were happy to have it.
It was a damn tasty pizza.
Two pizzas.
So, yeah, there you go. J.P. Morgan changing their tune as Bitcoin, they're saying, is an emerging way to protect your value. Now, of course, is it always going to be that way? No, there's no guarantee, but the direction over time has generally been upward.
We had Stiglitz last week.
Right. In fact, you had now Stiglitz is this guy. We read a story. He was, attacking Bitcoin for something.
Yeah, he was on Bloomberg last Wednesday.
Professor or something like that?
He's a professor of economics at Columbia University.
And he hates Bitcoin.
He's a Nobel Prize-winning economist.
That's right.
And he's one of the leaders of the Economic Council of the OECD, which you can Google up because I can't remember what that stands for. And basically, he's a big hoop-de-doo. He got appointed to that position by the UN Secretary General, mm-hmm. which obviously means it's something important. And so he was attacking Bitcoin as only a means of evasion and that it should be banned.
Right. So this is the shtick that they came up with, but it's 5 years old, right?
Yeah.
The whole idea that Bitcoin is only being used by terrorists and drug dealers. What? What?
I mean, ridiculous.
This is the craziest, stupidest thing. First off, it's being used by money speculators, but let's talk about the means of finance that terrorists and drug dealers actually use.
The FBI loves blockchain.
Why is that?
Because they can track every transaction from the corner drug dealer up to the kingpin.
Right, because terrorists and drug dealers use U.S. dollars to transact. And nobody is saying anything about bringing Donald Trump in by the hair and holding him accountable for the stinking money of his, right? Or bringing Janet Yellen, taking Cherry Yellen's face in front of the world court and making her responsible for this currency that's used by drug dealers.
How much actual money laundering goes through J.P. Morgan? Good question.
Exactly. These criminals point their fingers and there's four pointing back at them.
It's just projection. That's
it's
all
what
it
is.
Sure. So, anyways.
So you wrote a letter? Was it you that came up with this?
I was in Portsmouth for the blockchain event.
Free State Blockchain Conference. Yep.
And so I was there with my team from Galactic Systems and David Mondras and his team from Trive.News. And so we were having a chili dinner. I'd made my special maple venison hunter chili, and everybody was just loving it. And even the vegetarian got tricked into eating some of it.
Oh, that's not fair.
And so we were so incensed, and maybe it was the ouzo, but we were so incensed over Stiglitz's comments the day before that we decided we were going to write a response. Now, David Mondras, he's generally tends to be a bit more diplomatic than I am, wrote a nice couple paragraphs, kind of humorous, but, being very nice about it. And I'm like, this needs a bit more oomph. So I wrote another...
The Stiglitz guy wasn't very nice when he called for it to be banned.
So I wrote a bit more, and I read it to everybody, and they're like, Mike, that's a manifesto. And I'm yeah, that's the point. And so I was like, well, let's merge the two and make something that everybody can get on board with. And so we did that, and we read it at the conference in front of the whole audience.
Right on.
And we passed it around, and we got hundreds of signatures, and we're going to be putting it up. Should have been up by now, but it's supposed to be going online so the whole world can sign on to this letter.
Okay.
And so I have the letter here in case our listeners want to hear it.
I would like to hear it, yeah.
Okay. So here we go. Dear Professor Stiglitz, you are right. We, the undersigned, have dedicated our lives to individual sovereignty, individual responsibility, and personal liberty. We observed your interview on Bloomberg attacking Bitcoin and advocating that it be banned because its success is solely due to its ability to circumvent its lack of oversight and that it doesn't serve any valid social function.
Did he also say we should go back to the old systems?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And so your
the ones
words
he can control
illustrate a yearning for control, control over when, where, and how we should invest and control ultimately how over the right way to live. You're correct that Bitcoin was designed to bypass regulatory controls that were born in that we were born into. We have lived through the hyperinflation of the 70s.
Let's talk about more here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's what these guys are afraid of. They're afraid of losing their grip. They're afraid of losing their control over the most important thing to control, which is money.
Absolutely.
If they have control of money, was it Baron Rothschild or whoever, you know, famously said?
Give me control of the money and I can control the world.
Yeah, pretty much. That's we'll continue with more. Your thoughts are also welcome. This is Free Talk Live.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
It's working. Don't quit. Dynovite.com.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at katiearmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at catiarmor.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We invite you to join us right here, toll free, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to take control of the airwaves, you don't have to talk about cryptocurrency, although we're pretty excited about it, and it is an interesting world to explore. We, in fact, talk a lot about it, not just because we're excited, but also we've got some great sponsors behind the show, like Dash. It's digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are fast and can be confirmed instantly. In fact, you can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar, and Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. We have some good news for the Dash world here in New Hampshire. We're following in the steps of Portsmouth, New Hampshire, where the AnyPay system was released about a couple months ago, and we've been adding in Dash accepting businesses here in the Keene area to the point where, as of tonight, I believe I have accomplished bringing on every single Bitcoin accepting retail mom and pop food location in Keene, New Hampshire. So everybody that was accepting Bitcoin is now also accepting Dash. So
awesome.
Finally, you can actually want to spend cryptocurrency again here, because most people did not want to spend Bitcoin once the fees became so insane. Dash's fees, on the other hand, are actually sane. You might spend no more than 1 to 3 cents to send a Dash transaction, whereas with Bitcoin, you're looking at $3 to $10.
Well, you don't want to spend something that's going to go up overnight either.
And right, that's one reason why. Like, even if the fees weren't that bad, people still wouldn't spend Bitcoin
right,
because it's going up in value. That said, Dash has also been going up in value
true
over time. In fact, although it did drop within the last 24 to 48 hours, it went down from like $750 to $640 for a Dash. So, you know, it has
don't expect it to stay there. Dash on sale.
It has gone down, but ultimately, Dash, the last time I looked, was if you go to coinmarketcap.com and you rank by price, Dash is number three the last time I looked, which was a couple days ago, so I don't know if it still is, but it was Bitcoin, then Bitcoin Cash, and then Dash. And Dash is the only cryptocurrency right now positioned at a place that would make it useful in retail. And I think that's an important place to be. And I'm glad that Dash is there, because if it weren't for Dash, we'd have no options on the table. Bitcoin Cash, maybe, and the folks over at AnyPay are starting to implement Bitcoin Cash, but it's still in a beta testing phase. And the Dash people are looking to roll out a upgrade that's going to reduce their fees even more, to where the Dash fee reduction will be like 10% of the Bitcoin Cash fees, 10% of the current Dash fees. So Bitcoin Cash has got a lot of work to do to catch up with Dash. Dash has a system. They've got a governance structure set up in place, and they've got a built-in payment or a built-in promotional plan for Dash, where people can make proposals to the Dash community, and then the people who are invested in Dash get to vote on that. They're called masternodes. They vote on these proposals. These guys are spending like 6,000 Dash per month, or up to, because sometimes they don't even have enough proposals to spend it all. There's just, you know, there's not enough of them. So, I mean, if you take 6,000 and multiply that times, you know, 640, you're looking at $3.8 million per month.
That's just a nice $1,000 Dash.
Yeah, this is a nice promotional budget for Dash.
Monthly.
And nobody else, you know, none of the top 10 cryptocurrencies have that level of promotional budget. The Bitcoin Cash people are trying to do something similar, but they're doing it through a voluntary donation program. And I don't think that's going to let, you know, I mean, it's a cool idea, but I don't think it's going to pan out as well as the Dash plan. So anyway, check it out at Dash.org. So, Mike, you were sharing with us a letter that you and some other folks cobbled together this last weekend over at the Free State Bitcoin or Free State Blockchain Conference, the very first ever, which was a great conference, by the way. Looking forward to next year.
Yeah.
We had the pleasure of broadcasting from that. And you showed this to me that day.
Yeah.
You went and got, what, 100 signatures?
I haven't counted them all, but it's somewhere between 100 and 200.
Dozens signatures. And dozens of signatures on this letter written to a guy named Stiglitz, who is an economist. supposedly,
yeah.
who has come out on the attack against cryptocurrency like Bitcoin.
Yeah. And so I got the first paragraph done, and so it's the second one is you're correct that Bitcoin was designed to bypass regulatory controls that we were born into. We've lived through the hyperinflation of 1970s, the stock market crash of the 80s, the dot-com boom and bust of the 90s, and the housing market crash of 2008,
which affected us all the way into the teens.
Yeah. And in the wake of these horrendous failures that have irreparably damaged countless lives, it should be no surprise that individuals have sought and developed a system to escape future collapses.
Yeah.
Satoshi.
Yeah. This is the funniest thing. This is like the government school teachers when they critique charter schools.
Yeah.
This is how hollow this sounds. This is a high-level economist talking about how Bitcoin is unregulatable. You people have been regulating this crap for centuries,
and
we, the little people, continue to get screwed. One might soon withdraw the reasonable doubt that they're giving to you criminals.
Yeah, the plan is to screw you. I mean, that's what the fiat money systems around the world are
really
based on.
That's what they're really upset about, is that this could possibly threaten their little racket.
Absolutely. Go on with the piece.
Okay, so Satoshi Nakamoto designed for us, and we've embraced, a brilliant economic structure that allows us to transact directly person to person and free of regulations that authoritarians have exploited for far too long. We simply no longer need a conventional system that has failed to deliver social value and function through regulation and the fiction of fiat fractional reserve banking. Out of both passion and necessity, we've innovated a system which is transparent, yet at the same time preserves personal privacy, which is accountable yet anonymous, which ensures truly democratic consensus while eliminating all the corruption and pettiness of party politics.
I don't know about that part. There's definitely some pettiness. There's definitely some pettiness on the side of the Bitcoin world, where you've had the Bitcoin geeks warring with one another for the last 2 years over how Bitcoin should scale up to the network demand.
Yeah, there have been some people shooting each other over it.
Well, that's true. I mean, nobody's going to war physically over Bitcoin at this time, but the geek war that has been going on behind the scenes of Bitcoin has been about as petty as you can get. I mean, there's been name-calling, there's been disrespect, there's been rudeness and attacks online, and it's been embarrassing, really. So I'm not going to agree with that part, but we'll hold the rest of it, because we'll continue here in a moment. But let's go to... But that's the Internet, right? People with anonymity are going to behave in very poor ways in a lot of cases.
World War Geek is... I was hoping it was over, and it is by no means.
Weaponized autism.
We got Dylan in Wisconsin listening online. Go ahead, Dylan.
Hey guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Not a whole lot. I mean, well, actually, that's a lie outright. But I've been listening on and off since I was a teenager. I'm 26 now.
Wow.
I want to let you guys know you were instrumental in me kind of, you know, turning a leaf. I mean, there was a point in my life I was like, I'm going to be a U.S. Marine. And then, you know, here I am, man. I'm calling you guys 10 years later. So that didn't happen, and that's good stuff. But,
cool. Hey, hang on. I know you were calling for a reason, sure. So stand by. We're going to bring you back here in a moment. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Join us on the radio, Free Talk Live.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com, just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com, to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up in February, we're going to be back. I'm excited about it at Anarchapulco. It's for you, Mark, what, the third time?
Yes.
It'll be my second appearance at Anarchapulco. It was awesome last year, and as I said last night, I think Anarchapulco takes the, you know, the trophy for best, most fun libertarian convention that I've attended in recent years. It's taken it from Porkfest because Porkfest has become like a family-friendly event, and if you're into that, then go to Porkfest. But Anarchapulco, they got parties, they got music, they've got it's Mexico. I mean, people are having a blast down in Acapulco.
Sounds like I need to go.
Yeah, you absolutely should. You're gonna love it. It's very heavy on the cryptocurrency. In fact, the final day of Anarchapulco is called Cryptopulco, and it's all the speeches and, you know, discussions are focused on cryptocurrency.
Otherwise, crypto will take over your liberty event.
You have to keep it in one. On one day.
You have to have a separate event.
The crypto ghetto.
It's got to be so.
Big name speakers: G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Ver, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick. It's his festival, by the way. Bruce Fenton, Brett Vanaugh, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Carrie Wedler, Bit Yedlaika, Sterling Luxan, and more. Plus, live music from Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hustle, and more. You go to anarchapulco.com to get registered for the event. It's happening at the Princess Resort, so they're moving it to a new location.
It's been at a different location every year.
Now, this is a related one, though. The resort that we were at this year is a sister resort of the Princess. The Princess, I believe, I visited briefly at the last one, and it was incredible. February 15th through the 18th, that's when it's happening. But that's not the only thing going on that during that time frame. They also have some additional things you could get into if you wanted.
Laura and I might be going to the health and wellness event.
The health and wellness retreat. There's an Amazonian ceremony. Change Media University with Luke Radowski. You can go to anarchapulco.com. Get registered there. The tickets are very reasonable on the prices. And, Mark, did the code start working yet that you told me about?
Yeah, FTL.
Oh, it's FTL now? Because you had told me Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I don't use that.
So FTL. Code FTL. And what does that get you? Did you tell me 10%?
That's what I thought it was. That's what was coming off the top of my head, but
okay.
I don't have it sitting.
You're
going to
check that. You're going to let us know.
I think it's 10%.
So anarchapulco.com, use code FTL. You should get some kind of discount, and we'll get the credit for sending them the business, which, man, I think they had several hundred people there last year. It's big. It's a big convention, and it's a lot of fun, and the weather's going to be awesome, right in the middle
10%.
Of winter. Yeah, 10% off. Use code FTL.
Oh, it's 10% off. It says here 10% off the Anarchapulco ticket and the H and the health and wellness combo ticket. So you may have to
one
get
one or the other or both.
I think it's the combo ticket.
Can you find that out? Because
well, that's
we
what it says.
Okay, so you have to get the combo ticket if you want to get the discount?
As I understand it. Early bird special is over, my friend.
Is it? Okay.
You know, I mean, it just, we
missed out.
Yeah,
this is 2 months away.
Yeah, so, you know.
Okay. I want to double confirm that, though, because you don't sound too sure about it. But anyway, check it out over at...
I mean, I can read.
Can people use the code anyway is the question. If
you
they
should
just
use the code
regular,
anyway just to see what you get.
Right, if they just want to get the regular ticket.
Use the code.
I always Google for good codes for these things.
Anarchapulco.com. You want to be there if you love a good Liberty Convention, or if you've never been to one, this is the one you want to go to. Anarchapulco.com. We'll see you there as we go back to Dylan in Wisconsin. Dylan, you said you've been listening to the show for a long time. Since you were a teenager, you're now in your mid-20s. Thank you for that. And what were you calling about tonight?
Real quick, the gist of what I wanted to touch on with you guys is a thing that keeps coming up. You know, I happened to get several of my friends' interest peaked in crypto. I mean, I remember when you guys started talking about it, and I didn't have the foresight to buy in.
Me neither.
Well, I'm kind of kicking myself in the bum these days. You know, we certainly, I'm not even so sure I missed the boat, but I certainly missed a lot of opportunity.
Sure.
However, the question that keeps coming up that I get hung up on is, what happens when there's no dollars to compare this thing to? Tiny price, a gallon of milk, or whatever.
Good question.
And I just never seem to have any good answers for that.
Way off. And presumably, if Bitcoin were to be able to actually defeat the dollar and wipe out the government and wipe out fiat currency entirely, then I think that's a bridge we just have to cross when we came to it.
People used to ask this question about gold. And the answer always was is that you would have prices denominated in grams of gold. And so, you know, in this case, if something happened to where the dollar magically went away, people would price things in Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash or whatever.
But would it be as volatile then at that time?
That's the interesting thing. People say,
that's the reason you don't want to price things in Bitcoin today, because it's insane.
It is insane. And that's because the level of acceptance still isn't that big. It allows people with large amounts of capital to really manipulate the Bitcoin market. That's why we see all that volatility, as well as the exuberance about of people adopting it. But once you have mass adoption, there's this effect that happens in markets where you naturally arrive at natural stability.
Equilibrium or whatever.
And so you have so many people buying and selling it that it's impossible for any one person to manipulate it.
I see.
And so you're going to reach a much more natural level of price stability. And, you know, we see that with dollars. okay? The value of the dollar goes up and down, but we don't really notice it because everything we have is priced in dollars, and only maybe 5 or 10% of the economy is really dependent on export.
The fluctuations.
Yeah.
You know, CVS doesn't change the price of, you know, all the acne cream every time the U.S. dollar goes up against the yen.
Yeah, and they factor in expecting some kind of that volatility.
But over time, they do change the prices.
It does. It does change.
I just bought a Subway sandwich tonight for my dinner, and the last time I ordered this sandwich was like, you know, half a year ago or
$5
something like that.
$5 foot long?
A year ago. It's a $6.29 foot long.
Indeed it is, yeah. Well, I mean, I remember buying rubbing alcohol when I was in high school to put on my greasy little face, and you paid 99 cents. I was at...
What's cheaper now because manufacturing and efficiencies and all that?
25 cents, and those are current dollars. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a tenth, you know, a 15th of what it was.
Yeah. So, well, some things, again, it's the market, it's the manufacturing, the competition that drives price down, even though the value of the dollar is also lowering over time.
Go ahead, Dylan.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the general answer that I've had is that, like, well, hey, we have a dollar right now, and, like, that wasn't based against anything. It was just, you know, supply and demand situation, and,
sure,
you know, I don't know how much supply there is. That's up in the air, but, you know, there's certainly a demand, and I think something like crypto is an amazing thing, but I think part of it, and this is where I've fallen short, is I remember once upon a time you guys were talking about a book called, I forget exactly what it's called. It's Ludwig von Mises, maybe like Theory on Money or something like that.
Well, anyway,
I thought I heard about it via you guys, or I might have heard it somewhere else. But anyway, I think that I'm just maybe lacking in a little bit of an understanding on the theory of how things are, you know, valued, and how a valuation happens, I guess. And that's,
well, I mean, generally, like, as far as, like, prices are concerned, a lot of times it's what the thing costs is a factor in how you end up pricing it in the market. Ultimately, that's not the deciding factor. Sometimes you got to lower a price below cost in order to move a product off a shelf.
The market clearing price.
Yeah, but generally, you know, if you're paying X to create the product, you want to hope to get at least X back for that product plus something on top for your efforts. And if everybody is paying Bitcoin
in a world where everything's done in Bitcoin, if you're wholesaler in a Bitcoin environment,
if the people providing you with the raw material are accepting Bitcoin, and the wholesalers are accepting Bitcoin,
and
the truckers
employees
are accepting Bitcoin, and the employees are accepting Bitcoin, it'll be easy to calculate products if there's no more dollars and things like that out there, and because of the stability that you're talking about, Mike, if you've got wide acceptance. Dylan, thanks for the call. Great question tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but we're a long ways off from that right now.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions, and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world, and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Number is 855-453 if you want to join us here, 855-450-3733. Tis the season to be doing some gift giving. You still have time if you want to get what might be a favorite gift for your loved ones, which is Omaha Steaks. They are back on with Free Talk Live. So happy that we continue to be able to promote this product because it is great food. We've enjoyed it a lot here at the Free Talk Live studios, and they always have an amazing gift pack at this time of the year. In fact, with OmahaSteaks.com right now, for $49.99, you can get the family gift pack when you enter code FTL in the search bar at OmahaSteaks.com. That'll get you 75% off. Just an incredible package, and I'll tell you what's in it here in moments. But Omaha Steaks has some great, unique gift ideas for gourmet food lovers. It's not just this family gift pack. You can get all kinds of different things, including seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, pasta, soup, seasoning, sauces, and so much more.
It's not poultry, though.
What does that mean?
It wouldn't be small.
Oh, poultry. Gotcha.
Poultry, yeah.
It's aged. Their meat, by the way, is aged for 21 days to unlock the full flavors of the cuts, hand-trimmed, vacuum-sealed. They've even got online recipes, wine pairings, and more. It's a great steak experience at home or whatever you're going to order. It's going to be a great product. It's shipped in a cooler full of dry ice, so it is cold when it gets to your front door or the front door of your loved ones that you might be ordering it for. What you can do is go to OmahaSteaks.com to get this savings for less than $50. You'll receive the following: two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 burgers, 4 potatoes au gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha steak seasoning packet, and they'll throw in an additional 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. You go to omahasteaks.com, use code FTL to get that 75% off. Again, that code goes into the search bar to get the deal, and it's guaranteed to be a hit this holiday season at omahasteaks.com with code FTL, like Free Talk Live, as we go to Gene in Tennessee, watching us on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hello, Gene.
Hi, guys, and Mark, your teeth do look mighty white there on the camera. They look really nice.
That's Gene, the Christian anarchist, with us here. Hello, Gene. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've been involved in promoting promoting liberty since the 70s. I've learned a little bit more as I got older. I've learned I've basically rolled from being libertarian over to anarchist, which some people have different names for, but mm-hmm. basically rejecting all authority of men. And I've seen the American people over those years, and there's been a change, and it's not a good change. The change that I've seen, and the reason that I think everybody is so afraid distant from the liberty message, and they just don't get it anymore, is because of fear. Fear has taken over this country. It's actually a sickness. I think it's a mental illness that's gone. It's promoted from birth to death right now. Everything is about fear.
Sure. That's how the government keeps its control.
Right. But it didn't used to, it wasn't quite this way back, 20, 30, 40 years, 50 years ago.
Why do you think that is?
It's propaganda. It's because of the education system and because the government is controlled. They've controlled what everybody is ingesting through the news media, everything else. And the fear has become an epidemic to where liberty doesn't have a chance to grab a hold because people are afraid of liberty. They're actually afraid of being free. They're afraid of the consequences of not having somebody hold their hand every step of the way.
They have so little margin to live their lives because so much is taken from them from taxation and regulation.
I don't even recognize this planet anymore. If there was a way to go live on Mars or something, I'd probably take it because this is not the planet that I grew up in. People were not this afraid of every single thing under the sun.
Well, the good news is you don't have to go all the way to Mars. If you're a libertarian or a voluntarist, you can just move to New Hampshire, where there are more people who are less afraid that have gathered together in the same general area. Unfortunately, what we end up finding is that even among libertarians, most of them are afraid of a little bit of cold weather, and so they won't even come up here to join the best, most successful, most impressive and amazing liberty migration and movement that we've seen in our lifetimes.
I was talking to my son just a couple of days ago about how I was able as a kid to take my bicycle and go significantly farther away from home than he has sort of gone as a 9-year-old.
Yeah, and now you'll get arrested in some states for if you let
really,
your kids
really
do that.
Surprised by this. He just couldn't believe that I was going off and being unsupervised on a vehicle, essentially.
We all did that stuff growing
up. Right. That's what growing up was in the 80s.
I love to tell people when I'm debating gun control, particularly with people from Massachusetts, about a story that my grandfather told me when he was a boy. Mm-hmm. He used to bicycle to school with a shotgun strapped across his handlebars so he could go hunting after school.
They all told that same story, too. Like, whether it was biking or walking, it was always with a gun,
This was in Massachusetts.
Well,
And I did that also in the 60s in St. Paul, Minnesota, where I grew up. I grew up in the city of St. Paul. I didn't live on a farm. And in eighth grade, we had rifle club, and I would take my rifle one day a week on the city bus to my junior high school.
Wow. My father used to do that, too.
Where we had a shooting range in the crawl space under the school. And
amazing.
My gun was only a 22 bolt action single shot. It wasn't AR-15.
You go to Guantanamo for that now.
I mean, yeah, I know. But I wanted to point out one more thing before we end here, and that is this nonsense, part of this fear, and they're constantly finding new ways to scare people. Now it's sex. Everybody's afraid because my son is 23 years old. I fear for this child, for this kid, because now you put your hand on a girl's thigh and they're going to send you to prison. I mean, this is this is some of the nonsense that makes me want to go live on Mars. I'm certainly
this rolls
not
into
promoting sexual abuse in any way, shape, or form.
Sure.
But flirting and, you know,
but that's what it would be called.
Get to know a girl.
Yeah.
It's just, how are you going to know a girl these days? You can't.
We talked about this a lot on Monday night.
Arranged marriages. That's where we need
to. This is where it's going.
What's old is new again.
Well, you can, I mean, with the singularity, who needs breeding? We've got 7 billion people. That's what it's really coming down to is that they want to make sex dirty. The best way to do that is to vilify the male. You know, there you go.
And ruin the fertility rate. So
here's a point I made the other day on the Ron Paul forums, is that this is all happening. Girls, the women, I want this protection from guys, and they're getting all uptight about it. At the same time, there's the rise of the sex robot. How do you think these two are going to play out? Eventually, everybody's going to get a sex robot, and these girls are going to be all complaining that nobody's paying any attention to them.
And they're also developing artificial wombs, so we won't even need women for reproduction at some point.
Yeah, I mean, it's gonna
I think that they won't need men for reproduction. If you want to talk about the vestigial gender, it is the male. I mean, this whole shoulder girdle that you're paying all these extra calories to pull around, what good is it? You don't need to, don't need to club anybody to death anymore. You don't need to fire a bow. You don't need to do any of these things.
To teach people that you don't need anybody at all. Except for Big Brother.
I share a lot of your concerns, Gene. In fact, on Monday night, Melanie and I talked a lot about some of these issues with the government and society trying to keep young people as childlike as possible for as long as possible, inculcating the population with fear, the idea of this so-called affirmative consent, where we're seeing it in colleges now, where colleges have a policy that say that if you're going to engage in any kind of sexual activity with somebody else who is a college student, you have to get their consent at every step along the sexual path.
Every 10 minutes.
At every step. If you want to touch them on the leg, you got to ask them permission.
Does each party need a lawyer in the room?
It's getting that bad.
That's what it's like.
It's getting that bad. Gene, I share your concerns, and I thank you for the call tonight. It certainly doesn't seem like that's going to turn around anytime soon. But who knows? Maybe we will see a resurgence in independence at some point. Although I think that we're going to have to do it very deliberately. We're going to have to get the people who still believe in freedom together in the same geographic area to basically take out the government control over our lives with numbers, with raw numbers, and changing this crazy system.
I don't know how you're ever going to turn back the affirmative consent thing, because it's just too rapey sounding. Oh no, we don't want to talk about having sex. We don't want consent. It's gone.
At some point, even women are going to say, this isn't romantic.
It's not.
We want romance.
Yeah, it's not sexy. So there's more coming up here in moments. You can join us here, 855-450, free like freedom, Free Talk Live.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. You got it?
BuySellMakeOffer.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.